این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Date February 11th, 1983. It is necessary to remind of this point that the rejection of the secondary tenets after recognition of the subject by the panel of experts is not contrary to the rejection of the primary tenets because both are divine verdicts of Allah. In addition, the secondary tenets are not related to the actions of the religious jurisprudent, and after the balloting by the assembly and ratification by the guardian council, not authority has the right to reject, and the government must without any consideration take action for its implementation.
We seek refuge from Satan the cursed in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from iRibe English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain sentences and speeches of the late founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh. On the subject of the deprived land of Palestine, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "Palestine is part of Islam." You know, this is one of the most famous sentences of Imam rahmatullah alayhi about Palestine. One of the elegant interpretations of this sentence is that Israel, the enemy of mankind, must know that its masters no longer have any clout and must accept to live in isolation. They must cut off their greed of Iran. Their hands must be cut off from all Muslim countries. It is a declaration to the devils that want to isolate the Muslim nations and bring the superpowers onto the area. Baitul Muqaddas and Quds is a place that enemies shall sever their aspirations and warn them that those eras are now past.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله.
Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh was very decisive and determined in the fulfillment of his goal towards Palestine. Imam Khomeini's view to the Middle East's critical issues, especially Palestine, was always along with an intellectual perspective and based on the divine versus Palestinians' desires and the Muslims' public thought. His perspectives were completely different from other Arabic and even Western governments' analysis. The spirit of the Islamic Revolution leadership has been constantly kept alive in all eras. Referring to all Imam Khomeini's lectures, words, works, and his practical traditions, we can come to conclusion that his leadership responsibility regarding the Palestine issue is completely distinct from the other tendencies which step forward against the oppressed Palestinians' real desires. Thank you very much, dear listeners. I hope you have enjoyed this episode, and until another one, I bid you farewell. May Allah protect you all.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha إيه